Welcome back to Observing the Sabbath. I'm Nathaniel Molnar. We have finished our look at Black Sabbath's first full studio album, simply entitled Black Sabbath, from 1970. You can go on the channel and you can find all of my commentary reaction videos for all the songs, as well as my album review. And all those are compiled as a podcast episode, which you can find on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as up on YouTube. But before we move on to Paranoid, as part of our look at the first 8 studio albums by the original lineup of Black Sabbath, I wanted to take a couple of minutes to take a look at your comments and your thoughts that you leave in the comment section. Every single video, I say to you guys, leave your thoughts in the comment section below. Well, you do, and there's a bunch of really great points that I wanted to take a couple of minutes and address here in a video before we move on to Paranoid, to really kind of give us a better look at not just my thoughts, not just my point of view, but everyone's point of view on this album. So let's take a look. So first, we're going to be taking a look at the comments from Black Sabbath, the first song on the album. And our first comment comes from Hackasaurus Rex, who writes, "Huge Sabbath fan here. Just found the channel. I enjoy watching the first time reactions here on YouTube as well, but I have also been yearning to hear thoughts of someone else that is already a fan and has already heard all the songs. I applaud you for starting the channel, and I hope it can develop into something awesome. As for this song specifically, I love how it so clearly paints a picture from the stormy intro to the slow and spooky riff and to Ozzy's wailing and the dark lyrics, and then it picks up pace, and once we know all hope is lost for the character in the song, it ends in this epic solo that really gives you a feeling of the finality of the character being cast into the hell with Satan." Very good point there, Hackasaurus Rex. I agree with you. I said this in this video, and I've said this multiple times on the channel, that these videos that I'm doing are really coming from a place of somebody who already is very familiar with Black Sabbath. I know all the songs. I've listened to them hundreds of times without hyperbole. And I love watching videos of people reacting to Sabbath or other bands for the first time. I love watching those videos. You know, there's something really special about seeing someone hear it for the first time and their genuine, honest experience. But what we don't really have too much on the YouTube sphere, we do have more of it in the podcast area, but with YouTube, we don't really have too much of people who are already familiar with Black Sabbath really giving their thoughts, their opinions, and really delving in a little bit deeper past the surface, past that sort of initial impression of the song, and really going into deeper as to what it means to them and the significance of it all. And I'm not proclaiming to be any sort of expert on anything, really. I can't even say I'm the world's biggest Black Sabbath fan, not even close. I really want to do is just give you my thoughts, my opinions. And what I love so much about YouTube and this whole system is that not only is it just my voice and my opinion, but I get to hear everyone else's. And now through these videos that I want to do at the end of each series, after we go through each album, really sort of compiling and discussing everybody's thoughts on Black Sabbath so that it's not just me. Because, I mean, I can only offer my subjective opinion. I can only offer my individual thoughts. What I really want to grasp, what I really want to have, is everybody's thoughts and everyone's opinion so that we can have like a wider range of different thoughts and opinions. So thank you for that, Hackasaurus Rex. And definitely, I agree with your assessment of the song. It's gloomy, it's dark, and the wailing, that's a great way to put it for Ozzy's vocals, the wailing of it. It really all does kind of, has this great trajectory over the course of the song and really sort of culminates in this great solo by Tony. So good observation there, Hackasaurus Rex. All right. Our next one comes from MojoBag01, and if some of these are mispronounced, I apologize. MojoBag01 writes, Oz was getting over a heavy cold on the day they recorded this album, October 16th, 1969, and you can hear it, yet somehow it works perfectly. This definitely plays in, so great observation there. And this is all about what this channel is all about, observation. So great observation there. One thing I was talking about in this video was how, or rather in this whole segment of this album, was how Ozzy's voice sounds distinctly different in this album than in previous albums. It's more gruff and it's more untamed. It has that sort of gruffer quality in this album than it does in previous albums. And sort of as the albums go on, he kind of refines his vocal abilities. I sort of attributed that in my, while I was discussing it, I attributed that to him sort of finding his place as a vocalist. And sort of after he gets through this first album, the first time he's really sort of professionally singing, he sort of kind of fine-tunes it and works through it till we get a more polished, cleaner sound with Paranoid. But he was recovering from that cold, so it definitely adds to the gruffness of his voice and why this sounds distinctly different. And I definitely agree with you that it adds to the just the overall tone and the aesthetic of this album. So good observation there. The next one's from Nathan Breese, who writes, they were called Earth before Black Sabbath. At some point, they were booked at a gig. Another band also called Earth, a pop band, were supposed to play. They were kicked out of the gig for obvious reasons, which led them to change their name to Black Sabbath after the movie. If I remember correctly, Tony Iommi in interviews stated they would perform the song Black Sabbath while they were still called Earth. The song came first. Yes, you're absolutely right, Nathan. The song did come first. They wrote the Black Sabbath song while they were still called Earth. And I believe at that point, they were the, I don't remember the full name of the kind of blues band that they were, but they had a 7-piece blues band that then they kind of got rid of some of the extra members to get down to that core 4 members, which they were then called Earth. And there was a competing band called Earth that, when Black Sabbath was being booked for different gigs, some of the bookers were thinking they were getting the other Earth band, but they were really getting Black Sabbath. And then while they were recording their first album, and while they were like rehearsing, actually, forget that, it wasn't when they were recording the first album, it was when they were practicing and rehearsing. They were rehearsing across from a movie theater that was playing the, I believe it was 1963 film Black Sabbath. And then that's kind of where they got the name of the song. They worked on the song. And then once they saw that that song, Black Sabbath, at their shows, was getting really great positive reactions from the fans and the audience, that's when they kind of changed the name of their band and went on a whole new musical direction. So, yes, definitely agree with you. The song did come first. Now we move on from Black Sabbath to these are the comments from The Wizard. Our first and only comment comes from Par Anderson, and again, forgive me if I mispronounce your name, who writes, it's of course a masterpiece. I can hear the end of Symptom of the Universe in the background. Yes, Symptom of the Universe is the song that we use for our outro for each video. But yes, The Wizard, I would agree. Masterpiece might be too strong of a word for me, but I love The Wizard. It's just fantastic. Not my top favorite song on this album. I still give that to Black Sabbath. And maybe not necessarily a top 2 or 3, but The Wizard is just fantastic. I love it. Now we move on to Behind the Wall of Sleep. And our comment comes from Hackasaurus Rex, once again, who writes, the intro to the song is probably my favorite part. Also, what they did to Ozzy's vocals is very interesting, very similar to the first half of vocals on Megalomania. That is a very good observation there, Hackasaurus Rex. I had not even thought about the comparisons of Behind the Wall Sleep to Megalomania until you mentioned it, and I think it's a very astute observation. I can definitely see those comparisons, and it really kind of comes from just sort of the offset of the two tracks on Ozzy's voice for Behind the Wall Sleep. And I don't know if that's the exact same technique that they use for Megalomania, but it sort of has that same feel. It has a similar aesthetic to it once you get into Megalomania, that sort of, it's kind of hard to describe, but it's a very good observation there. And I definitely agree. I love the intro to this song. Behind the Wall of Sleep, I think, is a very underappreciated Black Sabbath song, as I mentioned in my standalone reaction commentary video for the song. So let's move on. Now we have Basically / NIB. And our comment comes once again from Hackasaurus Rex. Thank you so much for commenting and giving your thoughts. I really appreciate it. I hope you keep watching our videos and you keep commenting because I really do appreciate your observations. Hackasaurus Rex writes, this is my favorite pick from their debut album. Tony solos here are god tier. They have to be in my top five favorite list for his solos. Again, I'd still think Black Sabbath is my personal pick for my favorite song off this album. I don't know if NIB would necessarily be two or three, but I love NIB. I think it's great. It has such great rhythm, and I just love the flow of the song, and the riffs are great. The riffs are excellent. So, yeah, I definitely agree with you. All right, our next one comes from Wicked World. In Wicked World, Hackasaurus Rex writes once again, the guys were firing on all cylinders on this one. All of them sounded impeccable. Really gives a good preview of what these guys would create in the next few years following this album. I absolutely agree. And with this song, you get a taste of sort of the political nature that Black Sabbath goes in, especially once you get the Paranoid with songs like War Pigs, Electric Funeral, and Hand of Doom. You really get a sense of that with Wicked World. I love the main riff. It's just fantastic. It carries you all the way through. I love Geezer's bass. You just hear like in the background, just do-do-do-do. It's fantastic. And the breakdown with the drums, and then you get the rebuild with the guitar, and Ozzy's voice is perfect for this song, just kind of giving this sense of despair and hopelessness amidst all this evil and chaos going on in this wicked world. So I agree with you. They are firing on all cylinders with this song. MojoBag01 writes, this is where he broke the pickup on a Stratocaster, and the rest is history. And the rest is history. You're definitely right there. Alvaro Rivas writes, brother, have you heard this song? The live version is 19 minutes long. If not, do it. I have not heard the 19-minute full version. And you and I went back and forth a little bit in the comments where you're saying that I should do a reaction video. And that is something I definitely want to do with this channel. Is I want to do sort of reaction videos for some of their live performances. I kind of want to get a little bit further into the albums before I do that. I'm not saying that I'll necessarily go all the way through all their albums before I do any live videos, but I kind of want to get a little bit further, maybe get through Paranoid, Master of Reality, build a little bit more of a subscriber base and a regular audience before I kind of do some of that. But I definitely will be doing some reaction videos for their live sets, and that was not one that was on my radar, but now because you mentioned it, I will be doing the 19 minute version of Wicked World at some point, so keep your eyes open for that. Thank you for that, Alvaro. Again, if I pronounce names, I apologize. And then we have A Bit of Finger / Sleeping Village / Warning. And our comments on here come from Hackasaurus Rex, who writes, I am also 22. This comes from a point that I mentioned that they were 22 when they recorded this album, and I myself am 22, and I was just sort of struck by the fact that they were able to create something like this that stands the test of time at that age, at my age. So Hackasaurus Rex says he is also 22. Blows me away that these guys created this stuff at this age. I can't comprehend having the creativity and artistic ability to even pull off a fraction of this. I completely agree. And in the video, I said as much that I just can't imagine creating something. And to think about that, these 22-year-old guys from Birmingham, England, created something that's just not just is as well revered by its own community as it is, or just the fans of Black Sabbath like as much as it is, but that it still holds up all these years later, decades and decades later, people are still talking about that. You have someone who is 22 themselves and me making a video talking about this album that they made when they were 22 themselves. It's really incredible that it's lasted as long as it did, that it propelled them into the career that they had. And for them to make that album as good as it is, as long-lasting as it is, when they were that age, it's mind-boggling to me. Our other comment comes from Shaspears1, who writes, "I'm jealous to anyone who has to listen to this album recently for the first time ever." I completely agree. And that's one of the beautiful things about those videos of people watching Black Sabbath or listening to Black Sabbath for the first time, is that there's sort of there's that jealousy of they get to hear it for the first time and they get to experience it completely new for the first time. It's sort of the same jealousy I have for people who watch movies I love for the first time. The Matrix is my all-time favorite film. And so when someone gets to sit down and watch The Matrix for the first time, I mean, I'm so envious of that. I'm like, you're so lucky that you get to experience this movie that I don't get to have that experience again. I don't get to see that movie again for the first time, ever. I don't get to listen to Behind the Wall of Sleep or Wicked World or Black Sabbath or Warning for the first time ever again. That experience is completely lost to me. I never get to have that experience again. And so I'm very envious of people who get to have that experience for the first time. And so part of the appeal of those first time reaction videos is that people are listening to it for the first time. So I definitely agree with you on that one. And now I'm just going to quick read the comments from the album review that I posted. I believe, yes, we have a couple of here. Hackasaurus Rex writes, "This album ranks pretty low for me as far as the first six albums are concerned. Still love every song off the album though, and it's a masterpiece through and through, in my opinion. Just shows how much I love the rest of the albums. LOL." I completely agree. I agree that it just shows how great the rest of the albums are. This one would rank higher for me. This would be either my third or fourth in the ranking of the original eight albums. And I will at some point do an actual ranking of the albums, probably once I go through all of them and review and discuss them and commentate during them on this channel. But I would say it does rank pretty high for me. I just think it's probably one of their most consistent albums for me personally. So I would say that about the album. Mora writes, "I definitely recommend reacting to a live performance of them when they were really young called Black Sabbath Live in Paris 1970. If you haven't already, they kill it." So another live reaction thing from a recommendation from somebody, which I will definitely do. And I have seen that Paris video. It is fantastic. It's like an hour long or something. So that's definitely on my list, and that's probably top of my list, as well as the Cal Jam video from 1975, I believe, or 76, or maybe 74, somewhere around there. That is on my list of ones that I really want to do once I sort of delve deep into the reaction, or the reacting to their live sets. So that is definitely on the list, and I have not done it already, but I definitely will. It is probably one of the best pieces of live footage from Black Sabbath ever, or at least that I've seen. So I definitely agree with you on that, and that will be coming at some point. And then Sabbath Rider, great name, writes, "My fave is Sabotage. I do love them all, but self-titled must be ranked fifth probably now. Just starting to get into your videos. Thank you." Well, thank you, Sabbath Rider, for writing all that. And I agree with you. Sabotage is also my favorite of the original eight albums. And I'll talk more about that as we kind of go forward and as we get into Sabotage. But Sabotage is also my favorite. And we have another person who's saying that Black Sabbath ranks on the lower side. And that's sort of curious to me. I didn't really expect that many people would sort of put Black Sabbath on the lower end of the original eight. But I disagree personally, but I agree with you about Sabotage, and thank you for checking out these videos. I really appreciate it. So those are all of your thoughts on the original album Black Sabbath. So thank you for everybody for leaving your thoughts, leaving your comments in the comment section. I really appreciate it, and I definitely want to keep doing this as we finish each album. I kind of want to compile all the comments and talk about them and debrief them here in videos. So thank you to everybody for watching and participating in that album. We will be continuing with Paranoid very soon, so keep your eyes open for our reaction commentary for War Pigs and Paranoid, and that will all be going up very soon. So keep your eyes open. So thank you so much. Make sure to like, make sure to comment. You can follow us on Instagram @ Observing the Sabbath. And you can also find the podcast version of the original album. I kind of just compiled all of the different, the audio from all the commentary reaction videos and stitched them together into one long, hour-long podcast episode. So if you'd rather listen to that as opposed to watching each standalone video, you can find that on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as well as up on the YouTube channel. So until our next observation, thank you so much for watching.